It is the first Saturday in December, so 8 o'clock hour coming up next is our Outdoor Living Hour. The first Saturday of the month, we have the Arizona Farm Bureau in, talking about a local Farm Bureau product from farmers or ranchers and growers that's available in real time at your store or will be coming to harvest soon. It's December. We picked eggnog. We've got Dan Heisen Dairy that will be joining us and their locally made eggnog. But we'd also like to end this segment of the 7 o'clock hour with a recipe that complements what we'll be talking about. And Mom has brought in a special guest, a personal friend of her and Dad's, because rumor has it she has the best personal eggnog recipe. So we'll let you, the Arizona homeowner, decide, but we'll walk you through how to make that here.
Okay. Well, about 5 years ago, I never really thought I liked eggnog. It wasn't a thing. And Rosie loves eggnog, so as soon as it hits this grocery store, he's all over eggnog. And I try to keep him away until, you know, I don't tell him when I see it because he buys it all the time. So you and John, Meg and John Smack, started bringing us eggnog. And that you'd come, it seems like right before Christmas, and you bring this beautiful big jar of eggnog. And I fell in love. So when we started talking about eggnog, I said, we cannot talk about eggnog without asking Meg if she would share that recipe with us.
That's so funny. So many people think they don't like eggnog, and you're not the only person that I've turned a 180 on eggnog with this recipe. I tell you, it's the best ever.
So was eggnog always part of your family growing up? Did you always like it?
Yeah. In fact, John's family, he grew up with like granddads and dads, you know, over the special bowl making eggnog. That's his memory. And my family had an eggnog recipe too. And so when we got married, of course, we had dueling eggnog. Whose was the best?
Whose was the best?
Well, of course, I think mine was the best, but now we can settle the argument because we both have switched to this recipe. And we came by this recipe kind of in a funny way. John had a hunting buddy who brought us eggnog for several, many years, actually. On Christmas Eve, he'd show up with this beautiful canister of eggnog. And every year I would beg him, please, come on this year. Won't you just give me the recipe?
No deal.
And no dice. And finally, I kind of got a crazy thought that I could call his ex-wife and see if she...
Meg!
I know, it's terrible.
Diabolical.
I know, okay, it's terrible. But
funny.
She was pretty liberal with the recipe. And shared it with us, and from then on, we've made this eggnog, and I've been really intentional about sharing the recipe now that I have it, because I believe that the highest compliment is sharing a recipe. You know, if somebody loves it, give them the recipe.
There you go. Well, tell us this. So our listeners can find the recipe on our website. We'll have it posted for them. Tell us just... How hard is it to make? Is it like making tamales? It's real hard?
No. And in fact, everybody kind of thinks it's a lot harder than it is. There are a couple steps. And on the recipe, I kind of wrote out, like, you need a giant bowl if you use 12 eggs. And of course, fresh eggs do make a difference. They really are tremendous if you use fresh eggs. And some people... I use a KitchenAid mixer, but I've also made it with a hand mixer. So, I mean, the tools aren't as important as you just have to have a big enough bowl. And I mean a big bowl. I use a stainless steel bowl or this family bowl. That's kind of a funny story, too. But so you just crack the eggs. You have to separate the eggs and the yolks. And, you know, you're adding quite a lot of liquor. So don't worry about having raw eggs. And by the time you've added cream and sugar and your bourbon and rum, you have this beautiful frothy drink, if you drink it right then. But you also, it becomes more of a creamy drink if you put it in the fridge, because it will separate and you have to stir it back together if you're drinking it after the fact. But it lasts for days in the fridge.
Yeah, we've stretched it out over quite a bit of time. So how many... What do you make, gallons?
Gallons. I mean, I make batches and batches. And the funny thing is, I use these cracker jars because it's really good to have a wide mouth jar. So if you're doing like two servings, you put it in a quart jar. But I, as gifts, I give a bigger, like a cracker jar. And people come back every year and bring me their jars back because they don't want to fall off the list.
Well, I was wondering that. I have like four in the garage. I thought, I bet Meg likes to get these back. It needs to be like Dan's Eisen where you have a refund. Like if you bring it back, you get $2 back.
And I giggle every time somebody comes back with their jar. It's like, I'm not going to take you off the list. But my family, I mean, eggnog has kind of taken over December. I mean, it has a way of, because doing these batches and the deliveries and, you know, it's kind of become a really big deal at our house in December.
Well, tell me when you start drinking. I liked your tradition of when you start.
Okay, it starts Thanksgiving, Macy's Day Parade, when Santa comes through, we have our first batch of eggnog.
Not a minute before.
Not a minute before.
That's great. Well, hey, thank you for joining us. I hope everybody will take advantage of your recipe and get to learn to enjoy it as well.
I sure do. And pass it on. Pass on the recipe.
I always feel so loved when you bring it by.
Oh, that's
And, Mom,
great.
You're going to have to tell your story about not knowing that it might have been a little spiked the
well,
first
I thought
three
it was,
years.
I, years.
Yeah, I can't let you get that way with not covering that part of it.
Everybody would say, is it spiked? I was like, no, it's just so good.
Might have been a fisherman.
And it just gets better the more you drink it. Jeez.
Well, happy holidays.
Thanks, Meg.
And real quick, turn that off, whatever the sound that is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was Gary starting music.
Oh, no, you don't. That's the second time you didn't mute your phone.
I'm sorry.
And real quick, because we're not going to have time to cover it, Jan Diotri sent us a what recipe?
Snickerdoodle. She did not have a favorite eggnog, so I thought, well, we'll go with Meg's favorite eggnog and Jan Diotri's favorite snickerdoodles to go with it, all on the website at rosieonthehouse.com.